G'day, family. Welcome to the Rush Hour on this lovely Thursday. I've got Greg Blewett, Bernie Vince, Tim Pine in the house. Good afternoon, chaps. Welcome.
G'day, Charles.
Hello.
Had a good day so far. You golfing today, did you, Bern?
Oh, I just hit a few balls, yeah.
Lovely. Nice practice. To see you again.
Weird sort of weather at the moment,
yeah,
Charles. Sort
it
of rains
smuggy.
And then it's steamy, muggy, and then it's cold, and then the wind picks up, and
that's
then I'm
it.
Not sure
that's
what to
it.
Wear or what to do.
Yes.
But I wear the same thing every day, so.
Well, you do.
What
I
to
do
wear
know.
Or what to do.
Oh, what to do.
Okay.
Is that...
I have to come into work, I know that, and I wear the same thing anyway.
Yeah, and what do you do for the next 2 hours?
Well,
that's right.
Crap, really.
And what about you, Gregory? How was your day?
Oh, not bad. Went for a run this morning, and then I came home and I finished off my hedge.
Hedge is good,
just
man.
Before the rain came in.
Lovely.
Yep. Burn. So,
yep. Talking about running, how far are you running? You're running around the uni loop or just walk?
I went a bit further today because they're fixing up one of the paths along Linear Park there. So there was a detour which took me further. So I ended up doing 9.5 Ks. But I walk, run, walk.
Yeah,
run.
I like that method. It's very good.
It helps me.
It does. You do look a little bit dry around the lips, doesn't he? You do look a bit pasty.
Well, I haven't shaved for about a week.
True.
Maybe it's that.
Why are you going to grow a beard now, are you?
Well, Greg, you look pretty dry, but Jars, you're worse.
You look like
I'm not.
You look like a prune.
Well, I've been training today down at Peak.
Yeah, what
my boy's
you do?
Down there with Shawnee. Well,
yeah,
I did legs today.
Legs day.
It was solid.
What is that? You do squats?
Yes, do the whole lot.
Calf raises?
The whole lot. We did that today. Yeah.
Quads?
Were you,
yes.
Groins?
No, not today.
That's tonight.
Hamstrings?
Yes.
Glutes. Hamstring curls?
You've got to keep your legs strong. As you get older, you've got to keep your legs strong.
You're right.
Mate, you've got to work on your legs.
I don't do anything, so what should I do?
Well, because you're still a young butterfly.
I'll do that.
Now, who's on the show?
Well, good news. There's been an announcement from the Sacker today about Ryan Harris coming back to Adelaide in a coaching role. So
you dropped this
a while ago.
A couple of weeks ago.
You got good mail.
I might have mentioned something. So we'll get Ryan
nice.
On.
Oh,
and we've got
that.
One of our own.
Yes.
David Gleeson. Isn't
never
David
heard
or Dave?
It's just Dave Gleeson. You
never
don't call
heard
him David.
David.
Good luck.
What's his middle
David.
Name?
Don't call him David. Yeah,
David.
Like
David.
Mr. Snooker.
Davo?
Dave or Gleeson, that's it.
No, it's just,
okay. He's coming in live to have a bit of a chat. He played in the snooker semi-final last night, so
well,
I want to see how he went.
I heard it was the prelim.
Prelim.
He said every other final apart from what it was, which is the prelim.
And Screaming Jets are back on the road, national tour.
He's a busy boy, isn't he?
Our boy's going to be at the Highland Street Music Hall, so tickets available April the 1st.
That's this Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's why we got him in, to pump him up. We love him. He's busy.
That's
he's
2 days' time.
Yeah, I said that as well.
Is that a...
That'll be sold out.
That's not an April Fool's joke or anything, is it?
Nah, our boy Dave. So we've got lots coming your way. We've got $1,000. What's wrong?
And just a heads up on that, we'll give away 5 doubles to that show as well.
It's sold
on
out.
The Rush Hour.
Sold out.
We'll give away 5 doubles during the show.
He's in a good mood, our boy Dave.
That's a good point. April Fool's coming up, isn't it?
Be careful, boys.
Daylight savings finishing too.
I told you that on Monday on the show.
Well, I'm just letting our family know.
We don't have a show on Sunday.
Let's get going.
Remember?
Nice stuff, Timmy Pine. Now, let's talk some footy, not far away from Showdown, which is on Saturday night, 7 o'clock. It's sold out. Yeah. Port Adelaide's home game. They got the prison bars. It's a big celebration for Port Adelaide. AFL price gouging tickets are frustrating Showdown fans.
No, this can't be happening.
There you go, Burn. Now, fans are not happy. Nor they should be, with inflated high prices of $53 paid by some people to go to the football when the normal general admission price is $35.
Jeez.
And it's gone up to $53 to get a ticket.
$18, that's
why?
Jumped.
Why are we ripping
that's
off the
50%.
General fan who pays enough money to go and watch football and support their football club?
Well, supply and demand.
I hear that all the time.
You can't
Greg.
Do that though, can you?
You've got to stop ripping off.
No, I agree.
The public.
Shouldn't it just be set prices?
Should be set for the year.
Capped.
Don't matter who's playing or where they're playing. It should be all set, Jars.
That's too high.
I don't like that. I don't know who does that. Who does that? Is it the stadium? Is it the club? Is it the Is it because it's Port's home game? Is it Port? I don't know who does that. And who makes the money? Who makes that extra bit? I'd like to know all those details because I think that's unfair on the supporter that pays to go every week
correct.
And he's doing it tough.
And there's a lot of fingers for a small pie down at the Adelaide Oval, to be quite honest with you.
Yep.
But that's so disappointing to hear that. Yes, it's going to be a great game of football. It will go national. It's one of the most watched contest between two clubs.
Especially here.
But you don't do that. You don't inflate the ticket prices to $18.
Yeah, well, one positive is it's still a sellout, so they've still been able to sell them.
They've got to look into this on the way.
Honestly. That needs to be looked at, no doubt.
Bloody hell.
Hey, bit of spice at training, I hear, Jazz. I've seen the footage of it, not much in it.
Between who?
Between Tex and Josh Rochelli.
What's happened?
Just a few heated words.
Nothing in it. I looked at it as well.
So what was it?
That's
exactly
what
we saw.
I saw the headline.
We saw a big incident or something between Tex and Rochelli, big training incident.
Feisty.
I click on and have a look and they're just having a chat about what cafe they're going to go to next.
So obviously Tex was a bit frustrated with the body language of Rochelle because they were doing an inside forward 50 drill.
Yeah, so for everyone out there who didn't get sucked into clicking on it, which I wish I didn't, but anyway, he leads up at training, which happens a thousand times, and he had a man on him, by the way, and he wheeled back, and he was a bit disappointed Tex didn't kick to him.
Yeah.
And then Tex just had a chat to him after, which you follow up, and that happens a thousand times a week at training. So let's move on from that one.
And the media.
Honestly,
did you see it?
It was absolutely nothing in it. What about, are we hearing anything team selection-wise, Giles? What about Darcy Fogarty?
Well, Darcy Fogarty's going to have right up to the last minute from what I was told yesterday.
Mm-hmm. But opens the door for Phil Thorpe.
Yeah, he does. But a bit uncomfortable at training the other day from what I'm led to believe. But, they'll give him to the last minute to play him. It's a very important game for both football clubs, the Adelaide Crows.
They need to both bounce back. Yep. Hey, Eddie Maguire last night.
What's happened?
On Footy Classified. Yeah. Just threw a little barb in. But at the start, I thought, hang on, what's
about
happened?
What?
Well, I'll play this. It's about the prison bar, Guernsey. And I thought, oh, hang on, Eddie's come round.
Yeah.
You wait for the minute where I think, oh, no, he hasn't.
Mm.
This might get you more worked up, though, Ed. The prison bars are back. News or noise?
Actually, I've come around to it.
Have you?
Yeah. Means Port Adelaide will look like a sandful side for the second week in a row.
Not bad.
I'll never barrack for the Adelaide Crows so hard as this weekend.
Eddie. He's just being a bit cheeky.
He's not being cheeky. I love Eddie.
I can't stand it.
Absolutely love him. But see the moment where I got sucked in?
Yeah,
and then
we all do.
Seconds.
I was like, good on you, Ed.
And now someone's been locked out, Greg.
Yes, well, we spoke about Daisy Pierce yesterday with Jay-Z.
Yeah, we did.
About not being allowed into certain clubs' change rooms. Matty Richardson, who works for Channel 7 as well, has come out to defend her, saying that there's double standards.
Yes.
And he mentioned names like Mark Rusciuto, Luke Darcy, Jimmy Bartel, who've all got roles with various clubs and work in the media.
Luke Darcy's with the Bulldogs, I think, on the board. And I think Jimmy Bartel's with the Giants.
Yeah, he's
on the board. I think Luke Darcy is the same role as Roo.
Footy director, is he?
Yep.
Well, Roo's been locked out from Port Adelaide. Port Adelaide locked him out in about 2018, I think, 2019. Right. From the Roo. Can't come into the room. So I understand why it can happen. I think part of that role is not to pass on any information
I support the clubs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, I support them.
Double roles.
So find someone that's independent, hasn't got a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Mm. So, Daisy Pierce has just got to hang in there and wear it, but I reckon you'll see more and more clubs say, sorry, Daisy.
Why do we notice Daisy first, though? Why not? I know Rue's been locked out before, but what about the others?
Yeah,
they've got roles.
Maybe because it's too. That's the second club now.
She's been in the media lately.
Oh, only just the last couple of years.
Yeah, but anyway,
I thought that was interesting. Then some.
By old Richo.
I thought some reasonable comments there. He said too that they're right up the other end of the change rooms when they do.
I know where they do it. Yeah, they do it
after the game.
Yeah,
you know,
it's where the warm up bit is. Nowhere near where the meeting room is, where all the actual stuff you wouldn't want them to see is. So, I mean, they sit right up the far corner, almost where the families and that when they come into the room wait for the players.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
They wouldn't see
anything. It's like when we have a team meeting here at Triple M.
We've never had one.
Double A sports show. You know, they're say cleaning windows or doing the vending machine.
Abseil down the side.
What would they see?
Rowie, piss off!
What would
they see? Get out of here! Can't work as a window washer and a buddy on radio.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.
Stop now, Rowie!
It's Ryan Harris on the Rush Hour just after 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah, looking forward to that
Your
one.
Mate.
Looking forward to that
Our mate.
He's our mate. Everyone's I'm glad he's mate. Home.
Yeah.
It's good. It's about time we got him back.
Yeah, but why so negative? Actually, that rolls me into my next bit. How is everything at home?
Mm. Fantastic.
Because I may have been in contact with someone that lives in your establishment.
You have you?
Yeah. Ooh, just a little conversation. And I've been told to ask you, you've been a little bit like this in here too. You've been a touch negative lately. Is that true? What do you reckon? Lately's a loose term.
Not his mantra.
I'm talking the last 8 to 10 years. And is this true or not?
Not at all.
You're not negative.
I'm in a happy place. I've got a beautiful grandson. I've got beautiful kids. I've got a beautiful wife. So I'm in a good place.
Okay. Well, where are we going with this, Tiger? A German family meeting the other day, and they sat you down, a bit like leading teams. Ooh, they got you at the front.
Bit of honest feedback.
At the front. Bit of feedback for Mr. Andrew Newton German. And you sat there, and it killed you because you had to be quiet.
Mm.
And you weren't allowed to respond until the family or the tribe had spoken. Yeah. And a bit of a summary, family.
Oh, here we go.
Down there listening. This will be real good. What happened in the wash-up.
What did happen?
Well, you got something given to you that you now need to use. We're talking of 8 to 10, maybe 20 to 30 times a day. Every time a negative thought comes into his head, Greg, listen to me, and sit down, family at home, you have to go to your positive book and read a page out of it. There it is.
I haven't seen this book of positivity. And it's got flowers all over it.
This is true. Give me a look. Chuck it here.
Flowers.
How much did it cost? That slipped out.
How much did it cost? It's on the back.
$5.95
for that.
That is a very tiny book. You're right, Greg.
Don't lock me.
A little book of positivity.
Yes. So
I'm just going to go to a random page. This is true. I thought she may have been lying. True. Jeez. Every time he opens the page, you get negative.
No, I don't.
I saw you praying before. Is that with the book in your hand?
Praying.
So what do you put the book in between your hands and pray?
I love reading positive energy and books and messages.
So I've just opened just a random place.
Oh, what have you found now?
There are plenty of fish in the sea. You are a beautiful fish in that sea.
I read that to myself.
What else have we got on this page? The sun does not shine for a few trees and flowers, but for the wide world's joy.
Beautiful.
How's that helping?
It's beautiful, Greg.
Here we go. Here's another one. Every great dream begins with a dreamer.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
What's going on, Jas?
He's getting negative again. Don't get negative. I have to read it again for you. A tiny spark can start a blazing fire. You can be that fire.
Oh, no.
Greg, you look lovely today.
Thanks.
Our life is a creation of our mind.
Yeah, all right. That's enough.
So I'm just going to hold on to this book.
Every time you're negative on this show,
for the rest of this show, Jas, I'll be grabbing a page out of that and reading it to you. Hang on,
he circled one. This must be the number one. Keep a green tree in your heart and perhaps a singing bird will come.
Autocam,
real-time video reporting direct from your Automasters technician. 60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
Good afternoon, Dale from Gawler. Welcome.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, we're going all right, Dale.
Good, Dale.
Dale.
You dug a hole today, Dale?
No, I've just been lifting a lot of boxes today.
Have you watched The Castle before?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Come on, Dale. Tell him.
Like the time I dug a hole.
Start of the patio.
Good on you, Dale.
Good on you, Dale from Gawler. Who's your AFL team, mate?
Adelaide Crows.
All right. Are you confident for Saturday night? Yes or no?
It's a bit of a 50-50. Okay. Like Crows and Port they're both playing a bit. Yeah.
Okay. Mm,
that's so a no. 50,
50, that's a,
he's not confident, but he's answer. It's they're in
that's
it.
A,
be in
that's
it.
A dug a hole.
Dale, 60 seconds, 10 questions. Say pass. If you don't know the answer, we'll come back to it. We'll take your first answer. All the best, mate.
Thank you.
All right, let's play.
Last year's AFL Grand Final was held in what time slot? Day, twilight or night?
Night time.
What former Australian Test cricketer signed as a new assistant coach for the Redbacks?
Pass.
What number showdown is taking place on Saturday?
53.
Who was the all-time leading run scorer in Test cricket?
Indian.
Pass.
What year was Essendon disqualified from the final series due to the supplement saga?
Oh, that'd be 2008.
Who has won more Western Derbies, West Coast or Fremantle?
Fremantle.
Ash Barty won her first Grand Slam singles title at what tournament?
Pass.
What year did I win my showdown medal?
2011.
What country has won the most medals in the history of the Winter Olympics?
Norway.
Who is the captain of the Adelaide Thunderbirds?
Pass.
Ooh, tough one today.
Dale, I apologise. I really do. These questions, fair dinkum. Let's have a listen.
One, two, correct.
Oh, that's a tough one.
What's he picked up, Tim Payne?
He's picked up two Oakbank races. There you go, tickets. We're sending you and a mate trackside the Oakbank races Easter Saturday, Oakbank Easter Carnival, full program of racing action, local food and wine, kids entertainment and more. Book at oakbankracingclub.com.au. There you go, Dale.
There you go, buddy.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you, Dale.
Take care. Good day.
Might see Chris Dittmer up there.
Our boy Ditz on the committee.
He's an ambassador or something.
Now, let's just, what about these questions?
Hey, be positive. Oh, yeah. You have to read your book. Hold your book.
Number one, Greg.
Number one, last year's grand final was a day game.
Right, thank you. Number two, please, Byrne. He passed on.
It was a
on.
Bad start, wasn't it? Ryan Harris has joined as an assistant. Yep. Is he do you call an assistant or bowling coach or both?
Assistant coach. And we'll catch up with him after.
In the
after
second
five.
Hour.
After five.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Well, you just didn't say five.
You're looking at me
you
and
just
I
said after.
I apologise.
Yeah,
number five.
Touch the book.
Four, at least please, apologise. That's a positive.
Okay, sorry, Greg. I didn't do anything wrong.
Sorry, Bernie.
What number?
Bernard, number four, please.
For Bernard. Sachin Tendulkar is all-time test run scoring
Greg, quick.
Player.
Essendon Saga 2013.
Yes. Six, please, Ben.
Six is West Coast. Yes. There's one more Western Derbies.
Greg, seven.
French Open, Ash Barty's Thank first you. Grand Slam.
Ben.
2008, I want to show down medal.
Congratulations, mate.
Thank
well
you,
done.
Mate.
Well done. And number 10, please, Ben.
10 was Hannah Petty's the captain. That's Harry Petty's sister.
Yes.
That plays for Melbourne.
Bang.
Part of the blackout. Yes. Both of them.
Our next guest is part of the Triple M family, a legend of rock and incredible storyteller.
Bit of storytelling, Gliso, about, a few of the big nights you've had over the years.
This is what I like.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. Oh, what about that story? And I tell them, they go, no, you can't tell that. Rock on, guys. Thanks for having me.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Dave Gleeson.
We love this man.
Royalty.
Welcome, great man.
Boys, how's he going?
Gliso.
Good. Well, you're back. The Screaming Jets have announced the Rock Vault Tour of 2023. When do you sleep?
Mate, it's been the first 3 months of this year has been absolutely full on.
I
was over in New Zealand with the Angels in January or February, and then came back and been on the road with the Jets since. And, of course, my amazing job here that I love.
Well, we love you here.
Plenty on.
The All for One 30th anniversary tour, all sold out.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
we
good.
Did that. And to get out there, and now that we're out there again, I think people really started frothing and wanting, made sure that they got tickets because they missed out last time. And we're doing a few different venues. We're doing the Hindley Street Music Hall.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about that, Glee. So what sort of venue's that?
It's been specially marked, like it's a purpose-built venue. It was so HQ down on West Terrace, right, and then they moved it into Hindley Street.
Yep.
So it's that building, and then they've totally refurbished and that, and there's another one, kind of a mirror image one up in Brizzy. The bass player from Powderfinger, John Collins, is behind a lot of backing.
Oh, yeah, I read that,
He's a very good fella.
Fantastic venue.
Yeah, I've only heard great things about it. I can't wait for it.
How are you going? Because you, obviously with COVID and stuff, basically bands are non-existent, live music. You've come back and you're going hammer and tongs. Like Jars said, you've hardly slept. How are you going?
No, pretty good.
No, you're not.
I had a couple of weeks ago, I bought the cold to the band. Not COVID, but it went through everyone. But But yeah, no, it's unreal to be back and to be playing so many shows and have the whole year's booked out for me. So yeah,
but Gleeso, like not. You're not getting any younger, right? But every we all are. Yeah, you're looking sort of getting that stage. But do you get to the? No, I'm not being rude about it. But do you get to the stage where you're just like you crash? Like you have a day where you just
don't want to talk to anyone.
Some days. I mean, I just spent like 12 days away the whole time, and usually you come back home between things. But 12 days when you're eating crap food and you're having a drink every night, and that we're in the studio and stuff. I got home, I just looked at my wife, she said, go to bed.
Get your dressing gown on.
It's my guts. I saw myself the other day watching a video and I think, I'm on the road so much, how come I'm not losing my guts? Because I'm 54, that's why.
Yeah,
it comes harder.
Are you going to capital cities, regional centres? What are you most looking forward to, I should say?
Mate, we did the Newcastle Supercars a couple of weeks ago. That was unreal. Got to go to the hometown and... played with Johnny Stevens and Ice House. To have those shows like that in the middle of it, we did another day, a thing called Brighter Days down in Victoria. That was like 10,000 people or something. And then, of course, the next night you're in a 500-seater room. Tomorrow we're off to Murchison in Victoria.
Yep.
To do a show there in a nice little pub. So it's all unreal. If it's sold out, it doesn't matter where you are.
No, exactly.
And like you're sold out. Screaming Jets are sold out.
Yes, indeed.
April the 1st here at South Australia. You've got a lot of gigs in New South Wales.
Yes.
A couple in WA. But what I love, you've got three in Victoria. Well, what do you want to go there for?
Oh, bloody. What about Chairman Dan? Victoria. Bloody Chairman Dan over there with Chairman GP.
Careful, he'll lock you in.
Careful. We lose you, David.
Yeah. Soon as you mention COVID, puts up the fence.
Take any media over. I reckon he's over there saying, look, when you come over, we're on your side.
We'll build that tunnel. Now, let's get to the real serious nitty gritty. You're the captain of the eight ball team.
Yes, I am.
Up there in the Hills pub. What's
Lack
it called
of success.
Again?
The Scenic Hotel.
The Scenic Hotel, a lovely little pub. Mm. And you've obviously lost another grand final
lost the semi last
semis.
Night.
No.
Dave, you've got to stop doing this.
To chalk is cheap. Beat it. We're called the Scenic Slayers and we got beat by Chalk is Cheap.
Chalk is cheap! How do you feel? You keep losing them, Dave.
Did you handle it well?
Well, no, I can't handle it well.
What happened?
The worst part is the fans are starting to lose heart, you know? And starting up where our memberships are way down.
Your membership dropped off.
So we won the third division last year, but...
Yeah, but Dave...
That's a long time ago.
Have you been recruiting your team?
The recruiting's the problem.
You've got to start recruiting.
We used to have Monday and Tuesday night to practice. But it's not open on Monday and Tuesday night.
Have you got a salary cap?
You got a list. What about a list manager? Maybe you need it.
Bern can be your list manager.
Yeah. Do you go all right, Bern, with the old cue in hand?
Oh, I was on the drink, but not with the pool.
That's what I say about us. We're a drinking team with an eight ball problem.
I've used the pool cue as a weapon before.
He's very good.
Down the Rams game. Yeah.
I could be your coach. Manager?
What it is, it's the yips. I get the yips, mate. I was on the black ball last night. I should have just wiped the slate with this bloke. And instead, I have to shake his hand and go, good game, mate.
Can't finish.
Oh, no.
That's the name of my sex tape.
And nights with Gleeso going off.
Flying. Oh, mate, it's fantastic.
And your show's great,
on
mate.
Tour, you get to meet so many people here in different states and stuff. So it's unreal that I'm part of the family. I absolutely love it.
Keep telling your stories because I love when I'm driving in the car listening.
We should do it like a off-Broadway story. I add
sort of 25% mayo to what would actually happen.
I'm about 100.
I'll tell them about someone else.
Can you say that to Susie DiMarchi for me? She's my favourite.
I shall be playing with her very soon.
Give them my regards.
On a bill very soon, yeah.
Nice.
Unreal, boys.
Yeah, she's forgotten who you are.
She has not.
You know I used to go out with her, but anyway.
Tell us that story.
No, don't spoil it.
Jazz is getting upset about that.
Dave, thanks for coming in. All the best. The Screaming Jets is no doubt going to be sold out here in Adelaide. The Hindley Street Music Hall. Can't wait, mate.
Beautiful, guys. Thanks
Love you, brother.
Time. Rock on.
Now go home for a roast.
Rock on. Have a nap. And burn up your pool table.
Elbow.
See you, buddy. Now, Twilight Grand Final, 133353. The AFL are looking at a Twilight time slot this year. This year, according to an individual called Sam McClure in The Age. Now, we've been down this path before.
We have a lot.
Please leave it in its traditional time slot. Don't touch it. Leave it at 2:30. Might be old school, but please leave the damn thing alone.
So 2:30 local Victoria.
In. Leave
two,
it.
2 o'clock here. So what they want to do, a twilight time in Victoria.
Or
is,
a night grand
final. That was 4:10. I think it's 4:40.
4:40?
4:40 in Victoria, 4:10 South Australian. Yeah. So, I love it where it is. I've been to probably 12 or 13 grand finals. Love it where it is.
So you're with me. Just leave the damn thing alone.
So all the other finals are played in that twilight time slot. What's the big deal about?
Because the grand final's the special
Not really, Greg. They played in afternoon or night game. Afternoon, night.
I think both the prelims last year were played in the twilight.
That's to allow interstate teams to get back that night. Okay. So, yes, you're right, they do, because we had to do that in 2012.
I wonder if it's a natural sort of transition into that nighttime time slot of 7:20.
Why?
Because I think they're trying to look after the broadcasters.
So let's play it at 7:20 if we're going into a night grand final.
If it's this year, if it's 4:40, so there's going to be an announcement in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, Steelers
said, right?
Correct.
But 2 hours, is that a huge difference?
Yeah, it is.
It is, Greg. Families go. The kids can't stay up until 12:30 at night to celebrate their respective sides.
4:40, so what time will that finish?
We're going to have some extra time,
what time will that finish? 7:30, 8 o'clock?
Don't forget, it's a twilight and they're looking at the night grand final. It's all for broadcasting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
End of the day, they care about the game.
They pay billions.
But don't forget,
you got to look at the bigger picture, Jars.
I'm trying to look at the bigger picture.
Right.
And I don't like it. Leave it. 2:30, traditional time slot. It's been going for 100 years plus.
I think if it's a couple of hours difference, who cares,
I think broadcasters, if you're around, no one's got anything on them, sports finished, footy's finished, local footy's done, Sandful's done, everything's done now. So if you're going to watch the grand final, I think if it's a day game, you're going to get the same amount of viewers then as you are at twilight.
According to the broadcasters who would know more than you, with due respect.
Well, that's true.
Bernie?
133353. Fans don't want it.
I'm watching it at 2:30 and 4:30 or 4:40,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I'm watching it at any time.
All right, let's go to the phones, what we normally do. 133353.
Settle it for us.
Family, do you want a twilight grand final?
Does it really matter?
Do you want a night grand final?
It does.
Or you want to leave it at 2:30 traditional time slot? 133353. Stop
doing what you're
making.
You don't have a couple after it finishes.
Still time.
Just leave the damn thing alone.
Run out of puff by 8 o'clock.
In 2 weeks' time, we'll find out if the AFL will sign off on a AFL grand final twilight game.
That's right.
I want the old traditional time slot left alone, 2:30. Bernie Vince.
I want it left alone as well. 2:30, you love that.
Greg Blewett,
I
you
don't
want
really
to change.
Care. I don't think it's a huge change to twilight. There's breakfasts and you can actually include a lunch. You can do a lunch instead of a breakfast.
Yeah, but you have a lunch anyway. This is the I'm worried that it's going to transition into the night NRL do night one and they from all reports they don't like it. Football people, don't know about the TV, they probably love it.
Yeah, the TV
but
do.
Let's get to the phones. Grant from West Lakes, what do you think? Leave it where it is or change it?
No, hi boys. I think we should change it. I was a traditionalist, but I think it's time to change. I think it's all about the halftime entertainment. Having that, so they started in twilight, and then by halftime, it's all in darkness, and you get a lot better effect for the entertainment. I think it's all about that.
That's a good call.
Didn't think about that.
Thank you, Grant.
Yes.
Bit of Robbie Williams.
Yes. Let's go to Sam at Fulham Gardens. G'day, Sam. What would you want to do with the grand final? Leave it or move it?
How are you, boys?
Good.
Just leave it alone. We change everything else in footy. Why can't we leave something alone? There's always rule changes. Yeah. There's always this and that. Leave it alone.
Yep. Nah, I'm with you, Sammy.
And just quickly, Doug.
Yeah.
If we beat them this week with their port prison bars on,
yes, buddy.
I'm going to have kittens.
Good boy, man. Stay strong. Stay strong. Light a candle on Saturday.
I like it, Sammy.
Good on you, Sammy boy. He wants the grand final left alone. Thank you.
Yep.
Burn.
I reckon you should bring this one in, Blue.
Nathan from Seafood.
Yeah.
G'day, Nathan.
Yeah, g'day, lads. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. What do you want to do with the grand final?
Oh, look, I reckon we should change it. I reckon Jar's a little bit out of line there. We, you know, we're prepared to take our young children to the showdown at 7 o'clock. Why can't we take them to a nighttime grand final? It's all about the spectacle. It's about the atmosphere. Why not give our young people the atmosphere?
Yeah, so you want to skip Twilight and go straight to night?
Yeah, no, bugger Twilight. Take it straight to night. You know, the lights, the atmosphere, the fireworks. You know, the halftime show, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, so that's the NRL do that and the Super Bowl does that too, don't they? They're at night.
Exactly. You know,
good on you, mate.
We take a page from the Super Bowl action.
Thank you, Nath. Good call.
Well, they're the leaders, aren't they?
Sean from Davern Park. G'day, Sean.
How you going, boys?
Yep. Twilight night or traditional?
Don't care. I'll watch it whatever time it's on.
All right, that's a good point.
I'm a bit with you. We'd all watch it.
Yeah, we'd all watch it.
Where do you prefer it, Shawnee? He doesn't care.
As long as there's cold frothies in his fridge.
He wants cold beer and he's happy. Let's go finish off with Darren from Christie's Beach. Where do you want the grand final, mate?
Night for me. Every big game we have in the season is at night time, whether it be Friday night, Saturday night, prelims, all the big finals are at night. Every major sporting event in the world, Olympics, all the finals are at night. You cannot beat it. More people can watch it. There's not only people who are working in hospitality, more people. That's what you want. You want bums on seats and you want people to watch it.
Jeez.
Very passionate.
Which is, and brought up all the good points.
Yeah,
don't
yeah. Yeah.
Which is exactly what the broadcasters are saying.
They need more what they want.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour.
I like Ryan Harris in the attack.
Great news today, announced by the Sacker, that this man, Ryan Harris, is coming back to Adelaide as the new Redbacks assistant coach, something that I broke about 2 weeks ago.
You did. I
know all the ins and outs. But, Ryan, welcome to the Rush Hour. Congratulations, mate.
G'day, boys. It's great to chat there. Appreciate that, bro. It's nice to be coming home, mate, and obviously very excited about the new role working under the great man, Dizzy Gillespie.
So you're in Queensland for, what, 15, 16 years? You buggered off at the end of your career, played up there, that you've lived up there. Why come home now?
Mate, it's a too good opportunity, to be honest. I've been in coaching since I finished playing. I've always sort of wanted to take that avenue, and I've done a few years of pathways, probably about 5 or 6 years of pathways. So I feel as though I've done my apprenticeship, and ideally Queensland would have been a nice place, but they've got a reasonably steady coaching group up here. But you know, the best thing is coming home and working with a squad that I believe, I seriously believe they're not too far away from success. So to come in and have an influence on that, and to help what Dizzy's been building over a number of years now is really bloody exciting.
Hey, what's the biggest challenge, do you reckon, coming to the Redbacks? They're on the improve a bit. Played the one-day final this year, and you know we're in the hunt in the Sheffield Shield until the last couple of games. What's the biggest? What's missing, do you think, to get that to take it to the next level?
Well, I'd probably need to get down and speak with Dizzy and work out what he thinks about that as well, and so we can work on that together. But I think what's missing. That's a tough question. I probably can't answer that right now. But what I do know is that what South Australia have put together over the last couple of years with their squad is a good, solid, consistent squad and a group of bowlers, from my point of view, that I feel as though some are having success, some are aren't far away from having success. And I think if everyone's sort of trying to model themselves a bit on what that British show doing at the moment, the success they're having, you need to have a good deep bowling group. And I think that's what South Australia put together. So that for me is getting down and getting to know some of the boys. I know some of them. I've done a little bit of work with some before. I've seen a lot of them. and finding out, you know, what they want out of, I guess, you know, their careers and what they want out of the, out of, you know, going forward, and then for me to implement and, you know, put some stuff that I've learned over the years into them and into that group, and as a bowling unit, hopefully we can be successful, and I think that'll drive us towards, hopefully, success in the near future.
Rhino, obviously you know Dizzy pretty well. When did the first conversation happen about you possibly coming? Is it something he's been working on for the last, how long did you say, 16 years, or did it just happen this
sure.
year?
Yeah, no, it's only happened the last few months, to be honest. It was yep. probably about 2 months ago, but I must admit it took me a long time to make the decision in regards to trying to get my family over the line. That was pretty tough. It's a tough sell, but as soon as I was sort of, I was asked and notified, you know, the job itself had me. I mean, that's exactly what I wanted to do, and you know, as I said, in a place that I know it has changed a lot since I've been away, but it's for the good, obviously. And you know, to be able to get back there and you know, work in an organisation for me that obviously does mean a lot to me, because it gave me that opportunity, you know, my first playing opportunity. So to, I guess, go back and repay them, you know, the faith, I guess, they had in me, and then hopefully we can, again, be successful down the track. But so it was a long process, but again, it was something that once the idea of the job came up and the interest, you know, it always had me.
No, we're all very excited, Rhino. A bit worried about two fast bowlers being in charge, but anyway, I'm
actually,
sure
you're going to
take it over.
Bloody Cummins is the captain of Australia too. What's happening, Greg?
No, we're not in a good space.
Because you've never been a fan of fast bowlers. You think they're a little bit slow, like Ruckman.
Yeah. Slow?
Yeah.
Well, upstairs.
Yeah, well, have I?
Yeah, you always say that.
They're a different breed. Anyway, Rhino, what now, mate? What sort of, when do you get down here? What do you have to do? Are you selling your house up there? Or have you got somewhere to live here? What's going on?
Yeah, no, that's all ahead of me, Blue. Not selling up here. We literally only moved to a new house about 4 months ago.
So
that hasn't gone down well. But no, it hasn't gone down well at all, that I can tell you. But I've literally just finished in Queensland officially tomorrow. So I got that out. I wanted to get that sort of done and dusted. And then I'm hoping to get down the next few weeks actually to try and catch a few people before they go on holidays. And then I think, you know, around sort of that end of, well, mid to end of May, June is when I'll get down there, try and find a place for us to live, and hopefully a couple of decent schools around that area. And then, you know, ideally the family move down mid-year and start that journey there. So all ahead of me, but again, all exciting.
I'll tell you what you should do, Rhino, is just to leave the family and kids up there, mate, and just visit them a few times. You live it down here, then we can just go and have some fun.
You're going out there,
some fun.
Dump his family. Is that what you want?
I'll tell you what, though, my family haven't had a proper winter. They've grown up here. My little boy and little girl. It's going to be a bit of a shock to the system for them going down there in the cold, but obviously really looking forward to that.
Rhino,
I haven't rang you out on the drink lately, have I? We used to do that a little bit, Rhino.
You changed, have you?
Yeah, a little bit, we did, yeah.
No, don't you drink Rhino anymore or something?
Stay away.
Oh, no, I do. Yeah.
I do.
No, I do. And what about your Central Districts footy side? No doubt you'll be joining up as a member, as Greg Blewett has promised that club for 3 years and still hasn't paid his full membership.
He won't pay.
Oh, they came, actually, the email came. They must have heard it. That came through the other week. So I will definitely join back up there.
Straight on you.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, I am looking forward to coming out late over and watching the Crows play.
Hopefully they improve a bit.
Oh, dear,
Rhino. Hey, Rhino, well done, mate. We're pumped that you're coming back to Adelaide where you belong, and your family will love it here as well. Bring your golf sticks and
they're packed already.
Done.
Good boy. Good. All right, well done.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Well done, mate. And we're on board too for next year. Jeez. We're back on the bandwagon for the
sack.
I am. Because Rhino's back.
He's favourite of all time.
He's my favourite.
What a player.
Well, I wonder where he's going to join up the golf. We should ask him, the golf course. He won't want to join up at Kooyong. It'll be a 25-year wait.
You can't get in the Kooyong because it's gated.
Well, North Adelaide, I've got some contacts.
There
he is, Ryan Harris on the rush hour.
Right now, let's do this.
What?
Diary.
Dear Diary, I had my first and last day work experience with my dad's friend, Plunk, the tiler. You see, I thought I was going to be the best builder in Adelaide, and how hard could it be laying a few tiles? Anyone can do that, even Larry the Bat and Porky. But I was wrong. My year 10 work experience participation nearly ended up in castration. My first job was to make some concrete, or as they call it in the business, mix the mud. Three cement, two sand. Not three sand and two cement, then a bucket of water. It was like mixing pancakes. this is fun, Dory. But it was meant to be three sand, two cement, not two sand, three cement. Can you see why I'm confused? It was all runny. It went everywhere, all over Plunk's prize toll cutter. And he only just got that for Christmas. I could see the smoke coming out of his ears. I knew I was off to buy Smoko for me, so I trudged off to buy two sausage rolls and three pies. Or was that three sausage rolls and two pies? Oh, God, I'm confused, Dory. After I bought three sausage rolls and two pies, it was straight back to work. And you guessed it, Dory. It was meant to be two sausage rolls and three pies. I can't win. I can't believe it, Dory. I've been sacked after one day on the job. Forget about this working caper. It's footy for me. Anyway, tiling is for sissies. Good night, Dory.
Plunk the Tyler. Yeah. Three pies and two sausage rolls.
I stuck it all.
Just asked for a day with him. Oh, as you can see, Dory. Hey, concreting's hard.
I couldn't get it right. Three sand, two concrete, was it? I'm still confused.
No. Larry the Bat, Plunk the Tyler. What about some of these names?
They're all legit.
Triple M's Rush Hour.
New machine.
LMAC Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scene. Specialist in all industrial and commercial cleaning requirements. Call 1-800-4-LMAC.
Birdie Facts. Interesting. Here comes Birdie Facts. This is unbelievable.
Incredible.
It's time now for Bernie Vince's Final Facts.
Oh. And they've been on fire too.
What
Joe,
a show.
Have we got you in? Have we got you? I need you. I need you here. March 30. Mm. Do you reckon this, would this be the last day of March, Jazz?
One more day.
One more day. Yes, good boy. Jazz. Good. Tested him and he's on. See he's the on. Positivity
he's,
book.
He's just written down March 30.
I like writing things down. So when I say things, I see you're writing, but you're writing,
writing things down.
And you know what? That's
keep
fine.
My like, mind active.
And okay. That's why we've got a diary segment.
And I've got my book. Right.
I've just written down active.
Keep touching that positive book while
did you
my
like
facts
the diary?
Are.
The Jars diary?
I loved did. It. Loved it. Loved yeah, the two and three or
hey,
the three and two.
If you didn't write things down, you'd never have it.
Thank you.
And March 30, as I said, a birthday. A couple of birthdays today. March 30. March 30. Dirty during the day. 1853, Vincent van Gogh.
Oh, yeah.
What was painter, he? Painter, yeah. Where was he from, Charles?
Was it Fort?
Yeah, he's Dutch.
Oh, he's Dutch. Van.
Well, why didn't you say it then?
Why didn't say something?
Didn't give me an opportunity.
Fungus breath.
Cara. Don't like to talk over people.
Nickname Cara. Van. Hey, 1962, a
not
birthday.
Funny.
You laugh. No. 1962, this bloke.
You can't touch this.
You know this one? You
happy
know
him? Pants.
Got a good,
happy
got a good name. If you can think of it, can you think of just
not Ice Cube, is it?
Nah. That sort of area. Can't touch it.
Not Ice T.
Nah. Ice T. No, he's not a computer.
Who is it?
MC Hammer.
Oh,
MC Hammer. No, it's not IT.
Did
he say IT or high tea?
No, I said
IT.
Iced tea. Oh, I said iced tea. Yeah.
Now it's
iced
tea.
Honestly.
I've got to get through this. My guts is in.
Yeah.
1858. Yes. Hit it, Timmy.
Yeah.
Something else has been painted on this day.
No, I painted this.
Right. This has been painted on this day, 1858.
Yeah.
Hey, we all know the pencil.
Yeah.
You know the rubber on top.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So the thing that was painted is the metal ferrule, which is what it's called.
Yes.
You know the metal thing that the rubber slips into, or the eraser slips into? And tightened it. That was painted on this day, 1858. Here's a little sound of it. There it is.
Go.
That's him rubbing
Who was the individual?
His name was Hyman Lippmann.
But don't tell me he's a billionaire.
Well, he would have made a bit back then, but billion
who
was
his
lot.
Name again?
Hyman Lippmann.
Hyman.
Are you writing that down too? You'll never need
did
that
we
information.
Did need the sound
again.
Of that? You reckon?
Yeah, you did. Oh, just so you can hear the.
Yep.
What are you now?
No,
you,
I'm taking.
Touch the positive
book.
Touch the positive book.
Right, and I'm writing down.
On
eraser.
This day, 1867, the US bought Alaska from the Russian Empire. Did you know that?
I didn't know
they
that.
They bought it
wow.
for $7.2 million. Ended up being about 2 cents per acre. There you go. Wow. If you want to work out land and you
going back
that
to
stuff.
The 80s, 1800s.
1987 now.
Mm-hmm.
This is funny because Vincent van Gogh's birthday is today.
Yeah.
He also, on this day, 1987, when he was long gone, his famous painting, Sunflowers, was sold for $39.7 million, the most ever paid for a painting at the time.
Wow.
You know, but he wouldn't have got any of that because he's passed.
No,
he didn't. But anyway.
My boys have painted that.
What?
No, they've painted
Sunflowers.
The sunflower.
Yeah. Right, it's a big
they've
famous,
got it on. They've
famous.
Each got it on their walls in their bedrooms.
Yeah. Hey, on this day, 1997, a teammate of both of ours, on their walls, did you say?
Yeah, it's on their walls.
Oh, how good's that?
Yeah.
1997, a teammate of both of ours, Jars.
Yes, Ben.
Actually, not of yours, just mine.
Oh, okay.
Andy coached me as well.
Yeah.
Made his debut on this day 26 years ago, Sunday the 30th of March. He ended up playing 275 games. Do you know who that would be?
And Neil Craig. The captain?
Mm. No, I didn't play with Neil Craig. No.
He's a good mate.
Simon Goodwin.
Kick it to put the pressure on. Smart force back. Handball was terrific to Goodwin from McLeod. Goodwin's kicks a charge. It's rolling through. It's a goal.
Got Goodwin screaming for it on left.
Simon Goodwin, he coached me as well, but just to see us out, another birthday I forgot, 1968. This great lady.
Celine Dion.
Yes, Charles. When I couldn't speak, you were my
you can't
eyes.
Take
when
this
I couldn't
Canadian.
See. See you tomorrow, family.
See you, love. Friday.
Love that. Toots. Triple M's Rush Hour. Hey.